This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Andrew Pagalis, an attorney, insurance broker, real estate investor, commercial property owner, entrepreneur, philanthropist, speaker, as well as the owner with his wife of Acclaim Properties LLC, a family-owned, privately held real estate investment and management company headquartered in Richmond, Virginia. Andrew, certainly welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, Andrew, you're an attorney, insurance broker, real estate investor, commercial property owner, entrepreneur, speaker, and best-selling author. Tell us, if you would, what attracted you to become a real estate investor?
Well, my grandparents spent their whole lives saving enough money to buy a small shopping center in Brooklyn, which they left to their children and grandchildren. And since I've been old enough to understand what a minority shareholder is, I've appreciated the stability and tangible nature of real estate. And after my wife and I were married in 2003, we decided to go into business together and control our own destinies. And we looked at many different businesses, including a clinical trials firm, a chain of Dunkin' Donuts locations, and a wine distribution company. But all the while, we were pursuing real estate.
Tell us about your company, Acclaim Properties.
Sure. Well, Acclaim Properties is really our umbrella company. Under that, we have Acclaim Centerpoint, which owns the Centerpoint office building, Acclaim Boulders, which owns 1000 Boulders Parkway, and Acclaim Small Business, which runs Acclaim Business Suites. And that's our newest executive office suites business. We formed Acclaim Properties in 2004, and my wife, Deborah, is both a majority owner and a service-disabled veteran, and these attributes positioned us to get preferential status for leased office space with various government entities and government contractors. At the time, we were living in Northern Virginia, just outside of D.C., and looked at investments as far north as Baltimore and as far south as Norfolk. But the best option that presented itself was in Midlothian, Virginia, which is in Chesterfield County, a highly affluent and growing community just outside of Richmond. And when we found the Centerpoint office building, we were impressed not only with how nice the building was and how strong the tenant base was, but it's located right next to Route 288, which is a belt highway around Richmond, and the new regional hospital had just opened up across the street. And that's when we formed the Acclaim Centerpoint for that building. 2 years later, we were fortunate enough to be able to acquire a second office building and found 1000 Boulders Parkway, which is a 1,000 square foot medical office building in the Boulders Office Park. And that's just off Chippenham Parkway, which is another major commuter route, and near HCA's Johnston Willis Chippenham Hospital. And for that building, we formed Acclaim Boulders. In April of last year, one of our Centerpoint tenants downsized and left about 3,700 square feet of prime windowed office space. And over the years, we've had to turn away dozens of inquiries from individuals and small businesses looking for just one or two offices. And when this space became available, we studied the executive office suite market, and we realized that Western Chesterfield County was being terribly underserved. And that's when we formed Acclaim Small Business to build and operate Acclaim Business Suites, which is a new twist on a proven model. And after our grand opening in December, we moved Acclaim Properties out of our home office and into the business suites. And now that we're at the Centerpoint building on a daily basis, we've decided to take over the day-to-day property management of both buildings, which really brings us full circle and makes us appreciate all the details that it takes to be successful in this business.
Really impressive. Now, executive suites or office suites have really gained in popularity across the country. Tell us why you think there is such a growing trend with these types of offices.
Sure. We're an increasingly entrepreneurial society. The prototypical executive suites client is the individual who starts their business at their kitchen table. They may conduct meetings at a public place like Starbucks, but increasingly entrepreneurs find that they're not as productive working from home. They need a more professional image, and they require better infrastructure. And absent executive suites, these highly dedicated and busy business owners have to search for traditional office space, work with a space planner, make a major commitment, usually 5 or 7 years, purchase furniture, phones, computers, et cetera, all while trying to stay focused on their business. Moreover, business is uncertain. Making that kind of commitment requires some certainty in growth projections. Do you lease more than you need right now? Will you need more than you lease? Executive office suites in general lessen the risk of guessing wrong. You rent only what you need now and add space only when you need it. Most locations provide a conference room, break room, copy center, et cetera, and are usually in prestigious and impressive office buildings. My personal feeling is that rising healthcare costs and the emergence of virtual technologies has enabled businesses to outsource many functions and keep their overhead low. And whatever the reasons, we've seen a big jump in the number of executive suites, up from 405 in July of 2010 to 760 as of last December, according to The Economist.
Today, we're joined by Andrew Pagalis, the owner, alongside his wife, of Acclaim Properties, LLC, a family-owned, privately held real estate investment and management company headquartered in Richmond, Virginia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Andrew, share some examples of key advantages that distinguish Acclaim Business Suites from the competition.
Acclaim Business Suites has several advantages. First and foremost is its location. We're near the intersection of two major highways, across from a new regional hospital, and significantly closer to all the population growth that continues to take place in Chesterfield County, which is one of the fastest growing and most affluent communities in Virginia. We also built a state-of-the-art access system, conference room, break room, and copy center, and the result is a beautiful, productive, and highly efficient work environment. And the same technology solutions also improve our own efficiency, which allow us to keep costs down. Basically, better location, better product, better pricing. We just built an office that we would want to work in, and we do.
What was the most difficult thing you faced as a landlord or investor, and how did you deal with that, and what was the solution?
Well, the past 18 months or so, we've been tested by a large tenant going out of business and having to make significant capital investments. And it required us to reevaluate the way we do business and recommit financially to our vision. And that includes building the business suites. We continue to believe in Richmond and Chesterfield County, and we've seen significant activity in the last few months, which gives everybody hope.
Andrew, this question also may go hand in hand just a little bit, but what were some of the stumbling blocks or mistakes, if you don't mind sharing, that you've made along the way or seen others make that you've been able to learn from, and maybe even that one listening to this show could learn from as well?
Well, I think that firms that are inflexible and ignore the warning signs get themselves into avoidable trouble. In the commercial office sector, many investors, mostly REITs, were swept up in unsustainable growth. But being a family-owned business, we can take the long view in difficult times, adjust quickly as opportunities present themselves, and our priorities don't conflict with those of shareholders.
Andrew, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Acclaim Properties LLC online.
Well, they can go to our website at www.acclaimproperties.us, and if they're interested in the executive suites in particular, they can go to acclaimsuites.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneurs listening in, especially those that are considering beginning a real estate investment? If you could give some advice to those folks, that would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. I would say learn as much as you can from those that have done it before, and certainly check your ego at the door.
Well said. He is Andrew Pagalis, the owner alongside his wife of Acclaim Properties LLC, a family-owned, privately held real estate investment and management company headquartered in Richmond, Virginia. And the website, once again, is acclaimsuites.com. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Likewise, and this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.